The Gift of Healing Part 8, Eliminate False Traditions to Move Forward in Healing. In my previous post, I summarized three prerequisites to the gift of healing: your ability to hearken to God, stepping out of the box, and having a proper motive. All of these presupposes you are having faith in God. Say goodbye to false traditions. Today, the Spirit of God is bypassing many because they're too full of self and to be self-filled with anything else. Pride and selfishness. It blinds and binds the saints from experiencing the outpouring that only comes upon the humble. Jesus himself told us there would be those who do miracles in his name, and he will declare that they do not know him. In Matthew 7:15, he warns us there will be wolves who pose as sheep. Please understand, it is not speculation to believe that these things will be so. In other words, over the decades, we church members have, by and large, picked up some awfully nasty habits which can erode and even inhibit our ability to perform miracles. Before we're able to perform these miracles, we must do more than think we can hearken to God, step out of the box, and have pure motives. We need to make dang sure we are not perpetuating the foolish traditions of our fathers or the teachings of men mingled with Scripture. When we embrace traditions which deviate from the doctrines and teachings found in the standard works, we make ourselves vulnerable to Satan stealing away our light. As we read in Doctrine and Covenants 93:39, "And that wicked one cometh, and taketh away truth and light, through disobedience from the children of men, and because of the tradition of their fathers." Conversely, as we hear from Brigham Young, as we lay off our false traditions and foolish notions, we receive more and more light, and thus we grow in grace. And if we continue so to grow, we shall be prepared eventually to receive the Son of Man, and that is what we are after. Also, Elder Bruce R. McConkie stated, "When men believe the true word of the gospel, then God begins to manifest his power in their lives. They begin to enjoy the gifts of the Spirit, to work miracles, and to have those spiritual experiences which always and everlastingly attend true believers." False tradition number one: there are no more miracles. A subscriber to this blog's Facebook group stated, "I have a friend that is no longer allowed to hold any teaching callings and is not asked to speak in church because she openly talks about seeking gifts, miracles that are happening, etc. I've heard such talk come from church leaders firsthand who said we should not be testifying of angels or spiritual gifts. Such uninspired beliefs, talk, and even authoritative instruction can and often do lead to self-fulfilling prophecies where spiritual gifts no longer exist. For example, Christ himself could not do miracles in his own hometown because nobody believed him. Nobody had faith. Today, we're in a sad, sorry shape. How often do we hear of miracles or healings which rival those of the Savior and his ancient apostles? How often do you see signs following believers?" In referencing Mark 16:17, President John Taylor asked, "What signs?" "Why, the sick were to be healed, the lame were to be made to walk, the blind to see and the deaf to hear, and the poor were to have the gospel preached unto them." Note that the Lord did not say these signs would precede, be a guide, or testimony to us to prove in advance that this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said they would follow those that believe. We read in Doctrine and Covenants 63:9, "But behold, faith cometh not by signs, but signs follow those that believe." We also read in 3 Nephi 29:6, "Yea, woe unto him that shall deny the revelations of the Lord, and that shall say that the Lord no longer worketh by revelation, or by prophecy, or by gifts, or by tongues, or by healings, or by the power of the Holy Ghost." Moroni 10:24-25, "And now I speak unto all the ends of the earth, that if the day cometh that the power and the gifts of God shall be done away among you, it shall be because of unbelief. And woe be unto the children of men if this be the case, for there shall be none that doeth good among you, no, not one." Mormon 9:20, "And the reason why he ceaseth to do miracles among the children of men is because that they dwindle in unbelief and depart from the right way and know not the God in whom they should trust. Moroni 7:37, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is in vain. Finally, Mormon 9:7-8. And again I speak unto you who deny the revelations of God, and say that they are done away, that there are no revelations, nor prophecies, nor gifts, nor healing, nor speaking with tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Behold, I say unto you, he that denieth these things knoweth not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yea, he has not read the scriptures. If so, he does not understand them. False tradition number 2. If you're broken, you need to be healed. There are many instances where it's just not God's plan for a person to be healed. Yet because he has infinite compassion, he will heal us in other ways. Sometimes God calms the storm, and other times he lets the storm rage, and he calms his child. A subscriber to this blog's Facebook group said, I think of people who are paraplegics or quadriplegics. It's kind of apparent to me, at least, that they're not growing back functional limbs anytime soon. But maybe God heals them in other ways. 14 years ago, I realized one day that I had a ringing in my ears that just wouldn't go away. I've had tinnitus ever since. Sometimes it's almost intolerable. Sometimes it's barely noticeable. God hasn't taken away my tinnitus, but he's enhanced my ability to cope with it. In this blog post, there's a link here. You can click on it for the story of Jordan Walker Ross. He's a series regular in the historical drama The Chosen. He plays little James, one of the 12 apostles in the New Testament. It's a terrific story of why not everyone needs to be healed. False tradition number 3. You need to rely on another to be healed. My friend Vaughn told me about a time when he had 3 bad teeth. He cast out evil from one and sent healing to the other 2 teeth. He was feeling better the next day. A woman I know healed herself by exercising the gift of healing and commanded a 5-day migraine to go away. It did in a few minutes. Such instances may sound incredible, and I suppose that with men, yes, that they're impossible. But as we know in Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. We read in D&C 42:48-51, and again, it shall come to pass that he that hath faith in me to be healed, and is not appointed unto death, shall be healed. He who hath faith to see shall see. He who hath faith to hear shall hear. The lame who hath faith to leap shall leap. False tradition number 4. The higher the church calling, the greater the gifts. We read from Elder Bruce R. McConkie. He says, it is not position in the church that confers spiritual gifts. Rather, it is personal righteousness. It is keeping the commandments. It is seeking the Lord while he may be found. God is no respecter of persons. Now also, I invite you to click a link here on this blog post. I invite you to read the story of Cheryl. She repeatedly asked her ward and stake leaders to bless her with healing. Not only did they not do so, but they even doubted the healing could be done. Later, Cheryl's son, who had just been set apart as an elder prior to a mission, gave her the blessing she was seeking. He was the youngest elder in her area, and he succeeded where other ward and stake leaders miserably failed. False tradition number 5. Healing is strictly a man's job. Wow. I could devote 3+ blog posts to this false tradition, but suffice it to say that spiritual gifts know no gender. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, the Lord offers to his daughters every spiritual gift and blessing that can be obtained by his sons. Here's Elder Bruce R. McConkie. Where spiritual things are concerned, as to pertaining all of the gifts of the Spirit, with reference to the receipt of revelation, the gaining of testimonies, and the seeing of visions, in all matters that pertain to godliness and holiness, and which are brought to pass as a result of personal righteousness, in all these things, men and women stand in a position of absolute equality before the Lord. He is no respecter of persons nor of sexes, and he blesses those men and those women who seek him and serve him and keep his commandments. We hear from the Relief Society General Presidency. Many of us already have spiritual gifts, but sometimes fail to recognize them. We may think that they are reserved for people with special needs or callings. For the same reason, we may neglect to earnestly seek spiritual gifts, even though they may have been promised to us. And also in 2018, President Nelson encouraged the women of the church to understand our spiritual gifts, to cultivate, use, and expand them even more than we ever have. Regarding women healing the sick, Brother Joseph said, "Go ye into all the world, no matter who believeth. These signs, such as healing the sick, casting out devils, etc., should follow all that believe, whether male or female." Respecting the female laying on of hands, he further remarked, "There could be no devil in it. If God gave his sanction by healing, that there could be no more sin in any female laying hands on the sick than in wetting the face with water, that it is no sin for anybody to do it that has faith, or if the sick has faith to be healed by the administration." False tradition number 6, healing is strictly an adult's job. Here's a quote from the Utah Stake General Minutes, 1855. "Levi Hancock's children heard the devil telling their mother that she would be healed from her 6-year convalescence if she would but deny the work of God. The mother resisted, and in the interim, the children heard the conversation reached upon the bed and laid hands on their mother, and the devil departed in an instant." False tradition number 7. Healing is strictly a Latter-day Saint gift. Can one have faith in Jesus Christ and not be LDS? Of course. Gifts of the Spirit are based on faith, not gender or authority. So it is with the gift of healing. One who has strong faith in Jesus Christ should be able to perform or be the recipient of profound faith-based miracles. So it was with a friend of a friend who shared the following true story with me. She said, "Miracles do exist. I was on the phone today with a friend talking about miracles. She told me how her friend Carol's 5-year-old daughter was healed of blindness. She had gone up on stage at their non-denominational congregation, which was praying for her to be healed. As this happened, she said, 'Mommy, Mommy, I see Jesus.' 'Do you see him?' said the mother. 'He touched my eyes and now I can see,' the daughter said. The mom thought she was caught up in the moment of everything and got her home and did some tests with her to make sure she could see, like covering one eye, etc. She was healed of her blindness by the grace of God." Then there's the story of Dahlia Knox. I highly encourage you to watch the YouTube linked on this blog post, as well as some of the hyperlinks that are associated with Dahlia's story. False tradition number 8. Healing happens in set, predictable ways. A friend on this blog's Facebook group said, "I think if we allow God, he will always heal us, always, but not necessarily in the way we think we should be healed. I'm sure all of us have stumbled with an issue for years and we pray for healing and have faith in Jesus that he'll heal us. Then we don't see the miracle and think his timing is not now. But in reality, he is healing us in ways we haven't noticed. Maybe we have become a little more patient. Maybe we have trials placed in our path as gifts to greater growth. Maybe we have felt extra compassion for others. And maybe we have become more patient with him as he performs great miracles in our lives. I know for me, and it may be true for you, I need eyes to see the miracles that he is blessing me with and not hold too tightly to my definition of what that miracle should look like." That's an excellent analysis, because God's ways are higher than man's ways. The method and timing of his healing is very likely bound to be different than what you suppose. It's my testimony that as we quit clinging to our false traditions and instead cling to the words of God, we'll be blessed and consequently have greater ability to bless others, a true Zion-like condition. I'm also sure that there are other false traditions regarding the gift of healing that I haven't summarized here. If you know of one, I'd really like to read your comment, even anonymous ones, below.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same true. In His strength there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.